This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street has seen some wild swings in recent weeks. This morning, so far at least, the big swing is in the upward position after government figures show the U.S. added 312,000 jobs in December, far greater than the 180,000 new jobs economists had expected to see in that government report. Since the opening bell, the Dow has gained as much as 600 points, and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 have also been higher by about 2%. Another stern warning from Pope Francis to Catholic bishops. Francis says the culture of abuse in the Catholic Church is undercutting the Church's entire credibility. He wrote a letter to church leaders who are attending a spiritual retreat near Chicago this week, advising bishops to stop playing the victim as the Church grapples with the priest sex abuse scandal. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The White House has invited congressional leaders to come in for another round of talks on ending the partial government shutdown, which is now into day 14. Last night, the House approved some Democratic-sponsored funding bills, but they don't include any money for the wall that President Trump wants. So Trump has said he won't sign anything that doesn't include at least $5 billion in such funding. Yesterday, he made a surprise visit to the White House briefing room.
You can call it a barrier, you can call it whatever you want, but essentially we need protection in our country. We're going to make it good.
North Korea is warning the U.S. to stop meddling in its affairs with South Korea. An editorial in the North's state-run newspaper says the U.S. does not appear to want to see improvement in relations between the two Koreas. Former NBA star Shaquille O'Neal helping to pay the funeral costs for the 7-year-old girl who was shot and killed in a drive-by shooting in Houston a few days ago. The NBA star and a Houston cop are covering the cost of Jasmine Barnes' funeral next week.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
A comedy daredevil and a musical captain have both passed away. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Comedy icon Bob Einstein has died. He's the brother to comedian Albert Brooks. You probably know Einstein better by his alter ego's name, Super Dave Osborne, who was forever doing wacky stunts.
A man who doesn't know the meaning of the word fear.
Oh,
man.
I only hope it's around in my head.
Or the word reckless. Or the word foolhardy.
Bob Super Dave Einstein was 76. Also passing at 76, Daryl Dragon, who was the captain of Captain and Tennille. He was not famous for speaking or singing much on stage, but in his later years he did do some solo touring.
I don't do much singing.
Yay!
They're all against me. Anyway, could you give me a sample of the word thrill real quickly? This is the note. That's really good.
His publicist says his ex-wife and still best friend Tony Tennille was with him when he passed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you and listen anytime, at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Live.
Hey, we're still fighting the good fight. I hope you're still in with us, okay? Got to get this country back on track. Maybe we'll make sense out of it. I understand. Look, we just got through the lame duck section. We're getting through it. And, you know, the prospects for this 2019 is, you know, the way it looks. And, of course, this is all going to be mired with 2020 election stuff already. You know, can you believe it? Liz Peek is with us, former partner of Major Brackett Wall Street firm, Wertheim & Company. She is a contributor to Fox News, as well as a former columnist for the Fiscal Times and writes for The Hill as well. Liz Peek, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm terrific. How about you?
Hey, doing great. Thank you so much for being available. I know you're there at Fox getting ready to get pulled in 50 different directions real quick here. So let's go down the list. The Fed's decided to, you know, tap the brakes a little bit on our economy, the way I look at it. But I always need your common sense perspective on this. What say you?
Okay, so here's what happened. Basically, people got over their skis, to use one analogy,
right. Okay.
Yesterday, and the days leading up to the Fed decision. As of yesterday morning, the markets were factoring in, this is actually data-driven proof, mm-hmm. A rate hike of 0.5%, one-half of a rate hike next year. Obviously, for many months, it has been the expectation that there'd be 4 this year and 2 to 3 next year. As I say, by yesterday morning, investors were betting there would be almost no rate hikes next year. So when Jay Powell, Fed chairman, came out and said, yes, we're probably looking at a little bit of a tempering in the growth rate, so we're down to 2 rate hikes next year, that was considered bad news. The other thing that sort of took the fizz out of the market, to put it mildly, is his commentary about continuing with the reduction in the $4 trillion balance sheet that the Fed accumulated during the financial crisis. So that really wasn't something that was as widely discussed going into the meeting, but investors had hoped that they might begin to kind of step back from that reduction in the end, because after all, bringing down the size of that balance sheet, first of all, we've never been through something like that in this country. No one's ever accumulated that much of a position. Right. That is to say, the Fed has never done that. So we don't really know what the unwinding means to the economy. And if you think about it, Bill, the fact that it was meant to be stimulative on the way up, that is to say, as it was growing, as the Fed was buying in all those securities, the presumption is it's pretty deflationary on the way down. And I think people were kind of discouraged to see Powell not even indicate flexibility on that. Stepping back and sort of trying to put it in perspective, my view is that, in fact, the Fed's decision was kind of as expected. I think everything he does is going to be driven by the data. He's getting pretty badly beaten up today by ignoring markets, not only markets in the United States, but markets overseas as well. And I think as we go forward, now having established his independence, because let's face it, that was something he had to do yesterday, many people thought, I think you'll see a Fed that's quite more tuned into the volatility, the fact that our we're the only country in the world at this point raising rates, and so the strength of the dollar is causing some dislocations elsewhere. These are not stupid guys. And by the way, it was a unanimous decision. It isn't like Jay Powell was sitting there going, yeah, I got to show Donald Trump I'm independent.
Right, exactly.
Everybody thought this is the right thing to do. I thought it was wrong, but that's what they thought.
Well, you know, the thing is, and I was talking about this yesterday with another econ expert, Liz, and that is that, you know, I know the president's not supposed to get involved with the Fed. That is, you know, tradition says, but, you know, tradition is out the window. Donald Trump, we got to accept that. Yeah, just like we have to accept that, look, at the Fed has made its decision. Hopefully they can take this information. As I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. Right now, yes, you've got a problem with a balance sheet. $4 trillion, what you had to do during the previous administration with the economy, decisions were made. But it's like, can we, you know, kind of ferret this in a little bit and not be a shock, you know, to the economy right now when it's on an upswing? Why do we want to, you know, trip it up? Can we realize that we're all on the same team here, that ultimately what the Fed wants is what, you know, at the end of the day, maybe what most of us want, and that is a stronger economy that's, you know, got some strong footing here. But it just seems like, look, here it is, they kind of stick a stick in our spokes here as we're trying to, you know, recover from 8 bad years.
Well, I think that's exactly right. The question is, you know, are they taking away the punch bowl too soon?
Exactly.
And possibly causing just exactly the kind of downturn that nobody really wants. If you remember, it isn't that important, but about a month ago, I wrote a piece saying, yeah, look, inflation is below the targeted rate. With oil prices coming down, it's going to be even less of an issue going forward. Yes, unemployment has been dropping, but wage growth is steady, but certainly not any cause for concern. So it was extremely hard. And again, kind of with reference to the rest of the world, very hard to know why we should be the sore thumb, being the only one that's trying to tamp down our economy. Because, by the way, we're the engine of the world's growth.
Exactly. Right, exactly. That's your point. Yeah. And I agree with you. It's like, well, you know, we're killing the goose that's laying golden eggs here.
Yeah. Well, look, it's done. I think a couple of positive things that Powell mentioned that really haven't gotten much attention. The first is they lowered the range of so-called neutrality. This is kind of in the weeds, but they're now saying the bottom line effect of that is we're pretty darn close right now to what they consider neutral range. Mm. That means they don't really have to raise rates anymore. And the second thing was, which again got no attention, but I think it's kind of interesting, they raised the long-term sustainable growth rate for the country to 1.9% from 1.8%. Obviously a modest uptick, but a lot of the argument in recent years has been, what is our sustainable growth rate? And one of the things, one of the factors that he included in looking at that sustainable growth rate was the possibility that workforce participation might go up. And that's been something I've been writing about for months. That is a very big deal. Everyone's worried about how many bodies are there, how many workers can we grow? Mm-hmm. Well, if you get a 1 percentage point increase in workforce participation, it's like 1.5 million workers. It's very substantial.
Exactly.
The reality is I thought Powell signaled some very good long-term data points, and I would kind of glom onto those. I hope your listeners do, because it gives you a little bit rosier outlook.
Well, you know, we've been saying this as well, Liz, is that, look, you know, the workforce is more excited in a positive manner. If we can jettison the productivity level and we start, you know, getting more yield out of our existing, you know, productive force, what does that do?
And by the way, that comes through investment, capital spending, which was a little slower in the last quarter, but definitely has picked up this year, and tech spending, which is gigantic.
Yes.
The way, you know, productivity these days means an awful lot better tech, and that's what people are investing in. It's not just for security reasons, though that is an issue. It's also for productivity. So,
okay.
To your point.
Well, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Liz Peek is with us.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, Merry Christmas, JM. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we have Liz Peek with us, contributor to Fox News. Liz, as we wrap up the, you know, and summarize what we were talking about, you know, in the first break here, is that, you know, we've got so much potential yet to be realized in this economy. If we can, you know, find a way. I mean, you know, the Fed is tamping down. I think, you know, and that bothers me a little bit, the economy trying to, you know, get its mojo going and doing that to a degree, is that we need to all be on the same side of saying, hey, look, at we've got something here that can be win-win, you know, not only for America, but for the world at large, because, you know, competition is healthy.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. And honestly, we are the engine of growth, certainly in the Western world right now, but actually worldwide. Yes, China is growing faster than we are, but it's a substantial downdraft from where they've been. What we were talking about at the break is productivity and getting more out of our economy. And the truth is tech spending is huge. But I want to mention something else, which I was just on a program with one of America's great venture capitalists, and he said he's never seen such a surge in entrepreneurship in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, right now you have to kind of step back from all the noise and just say, what should I really be feeling pretty good about? That is what you should feel good about. The country is on a roar in terms of startups of new businesses, new applications. The world is changing faster than we can accommodate. And particularly in the United States, a lot of these tech developments, self-driving cars, and different kinds of apps and so forth are coming from here. And there's a lot of wealth being created from all of that. And it, you know, it may not be stuff that you and I necessarily partake of, but there's a lot of change going on, a lot of innovation. And I think that the current White House is very supportive of that and engineering that to some degree with lessening the regulatory burden,
exactly,
et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's all good news. We can't, just because the markets are down, which they are, you can't let go of the good news.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think, you know, as you and I were discussing earlier, is the individual victory. You know, I think that, you know, people are dreaming big dreams again, as you were citing with you know, the statement about entrepreneurship on the rise. We just had an extended conversation with B of A and their new survey. They're on fire. I mean, people, you know, that have been saying for years, I want to start my own business, I want to get going, they're doing it now. I mean, that, to me, is that's worth celebrating. That you've got people dreaming dreams again, that they're living up to they're at least giving a shot to live up to their potential. I think this is cool.
I totally agree. And, you know, it took a long time to get past the recession. It was a pretty awful financial recession, but now we are past it, and all the data points are pretty good. The only thing, interestingly, that really isn't recovering is housing. And part of that is because there's just a dearth of inventory, so prices are high. Of course, now interest rates are going up. But in a way, that sector of the market, it's a big sector of the market, of the economy, is sort of lying in wait for next year. I mean, if for whatever reason all those millennials decide to start, and by the way, household formations are looking pretty good, decide to tiptoe into the housing market, that's another part of the economy that could kind of give us a little engine of growth.
Exactly. Well, let's get into the other things here that's going on. You know, James Comey was on the Hill. His convenient memory lapses. Lord, you know, what do we do? And I think that James, whether it's James Comey or Loretta Lynch or, you know, some of these other characters in this whole, you know, three-ring circus that we've been enduring that's cost the people, upwards of $30 million. I mean, this is like, this is incredible. I mean, after 2 years of the Mueller campaign, you know, and of course, I understand, look, there's a lot we don't know still, but I'm not getting any sense of hope that we're coming to an end on this anytime soon.
Yeah, I saw a headline, I don't know where it was, this morning, saying such and such suggests that Mueller's coming to the end of his probe. And I was like, okay, excuse me, how many times have we read that headline? Right. And so far it hasn't meant a thing. I think the discouraging thing is obviously every Democrat in America is running for 2020 for presidency. Every Democrat thinks they're going to make their name and their reputation by harassing Donald Trump through legal challenges and investigations and so forth. Here is the only thing I can tell you. In a recent NPR poll, obviously not a right-leaning poll, for the first time, Robert Mueller is upside down in approval ratings. That is to say, more Americans disapprove of him than approve of him. And I think that's a sign of Mueller fatigue, special counsel fatigue.
Exactly.
You add on top of that now, what is it now, six other investigations going on into everything to do with Donald Trump, into his taxes, like the IRS isn't able to do that, like his foundation, which of course immediately raises the
they closed the foundation. But meanwhile, as you say, what did they do about Hillary Clinton's foundation? It's alive and well still. It's alive.
So I think honestly, you know, we've talked in the past about how Democrats may overstep. I think they're already overstepping. I think people are going to get tired of this. And guess what? Most Americans, and I'm not talking about political activists on either side. I'm talking about most Americans are concerned with putting food on the table, getting their kids to school in the morning. They are not in the weeds on the James Comey testimony or the Flynn 302s. They don't have time for that. But they expect and they want the country to be fair, fair in our terms of our Justice Department, fair in terms of the way we handle these different things. I think they're going to decide that what's going on is not fair. That Donald Trump was elected president, they've not given him a moment of peace since that election took place. And I think you're going to get some backlash.
Well, you know, and this is on top of the fiasco with Kavanaugh we went through. People still are up in arms about the lack of fairness. I mean, here it is after everything was all said and done. You know, Kavanaugh still gets, he gets confirmed. He's part of the Supreme Court. And, you know, Dr. Ford is off merrily we go along, I guess. And, it's just for all that this country has gone through. And then, you know, with the Mueller probe, and now we find out Mueller scrubbed text messages from Stroke and Page off their cell phone. I mean, this is a mess. And then
I agree. And most people can't tune into every nook and cranny of this. But the cumulative conversation about how Michael Flynn was basically trapped into perjury, about how these investigations have been so uneven in terms of their treatment of very similar kinds of issues and so forth. You know what? That begins to pile up. It's just sort of background noise. But I think a lot of Americans are saying, well, wait a minute, that doesn't seem right. So, I mean, I hope that Donald Trump ends up with an attorney general who begins to clean house in the FBI and the DOJ, because I think most of us who do follow this stuff feel like Rod Rosenstein really should not be there anymore.
Exactly.
And an awful lot of people who work on the Mueller probe are biased. I think that's wrong. Maybe it's impossible to find an unbiased person, but heck, they didn't even try. We need someone to kind of step in and take this over. And I got to say, Jeff Sessions simply didn't do it. I think he's a good guy. He was not a strong personality in this role.
Yeah, without a doubt. And of course, we're going to keep an eye on this situation with this federal judge interfering with the president's number one job, national security. I mean, the interference just keeps on going, does it not?
It does. And people are tired of it.
Well, Liz Peek, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us, Liz Peek, former partner of Major Brackett Wall Firm, Wertheim & Company. She's a Fox News contributor. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Liz.
Merry Christmas to you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful New Year as well.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street has seen some wild swings in recent weeks. This morning, so far at least, the big swing is in the upward position after government figures show the U.S. added 312,000 jobs in December, far greater than the 180,000 new jobs economists had expected to see in that government report. Since the opening bell, the Dow has gained as much as 600 points, and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 have also been higher by about 2%. Another stern warning from Pope Francis to Catholic bishops. Francis says the culture of abuse in the Catholic Church is undercutting the Church's entire credibility. He wrote a letter to church leaders who are attending a spiritual retreat near Chicago this week, advising bishops to stop playing the victim as the Church grapples with the priest sex abuse scandal. This is USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous La Crosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
A pretty night, I'm singing to the sky. Give me strength to raise my voice, let me testify. A pretty night, cause this is new and life. The time has come to make a choice.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? And, of course, I'm sure you probably will after our next guest, Tom Harris, coming up here. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, traditionally, think about this. Liberals have usually supported skepticism and relativism. You always heard, from the left, why? Those are good questions to ask, especially when it comes to science. Indeed, it was the German left who promoted Albert Einstein's relativity and the right who opposed it, believing in hindsight correctly that it threatened their worldview. But this approach has been turned upside down in the global warming debate. While many conservatives promote open discussion about the causes of climate change, most of the left consider this unacceptable. As promised, Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition, joins us now. Tom, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for joining us. This is really what this is. This is a clash of worldviews, and interesting that the tables have turned.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, it's interesting because in The Guardian, they just had an open letter published, signed by politicians, by scientists, by the executive director of Greenpeace, telling the media they should not report on the alternative point of view. And in fact, what they were threatening here specifically was they said that if the media allowed skeptics to have a voice in stories, these so-called public intellectuals will boycott giving comments. So they want to shut us down because they know the truth.
Right. Well, our former president, in fact, used a very non-scientific term in talking about this issue. He said it is a fact. Well, that's not science. I mean, in science, it's a law, but I don't know of anything being a fact when it comes to science. Do you?
Yeah, no, that's quite correct. The whole point is that truth only applies to things that are universal In other words, they apply everywhere. It applies on Mars. It applies in Athens. Necessary. In other words, it has to be that way. It's unequivocal. And truth is certain. There's no probability involved. It's in the bank. And, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. That would be true. Mm-hmm. But the idea that we are causing dangerous climate change, that's a matter of interpretation the scientists make on their observations of the data. And, of course, there's all sorts of different data and all sorts of different interpretations. And the scientists themselves are biased themselves. You know, everybody on this planet is biased in one way or another based on your upbringing and your education and your financial status. All those things influence you.
But, Tom, it seems like we've gotten more fixated over that biases, and we're letting that drive the point as opposed to reason and intellect, because now what has happened is that if you don't agree with me, you're marginalized. You're now, you don't have an opportunity to get an A in class. You're not going to be given an F. You lose tenure. You know, you are, you know, you are compelled to behave as, you know, certain people in power dictate, or you're out of the club.
Yeah, exactly. And you can see that very much in the Global Climate Action Summit that's coming up on the 12th to the 14th of this month in San Francisco. A team of us are actually going down to San Francisco, and we're going to be, you know, presenting alternative points of view. But, you know, when I've shown people the list of speakers that are going to be at the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco, it includes people who have nothing to do with science. I mean, and of course, if they're promoting truth, well, that isn't science, it's opinion. Alec Baldwin, for example, is going to be a speaker there. The minister, Prime Minister of Fiji is going to be there. Mayor of San Francisco. You know, there are some scientists there as well, president of the American Geophysical Union. But then there's a musician who's a keynote speaker at a climate summit. You know, so, I mean, it does get beyond the science after a while because, you know, they know what the truth is. So now it's just a matter of taking action to save the planet. And indeed, if you read what Governor Brown said, I mean, in his YouTube video, for example, promoting the video or promoting the conference, he says this. He says, I'll just read it. It is up to you. It is up to me and tens of millions of other people to get it together to roll back the forces of carbonization and join together to combat the existential threat of climate change. That's why we're having the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco. Well, I mean, it is interesting, Bill, you know, that the people around the world don't agree that climate change is really that serious a problem in comparison with things like better education and healthcare. And I think we've spoken about this before, but the UN, they actually did a worldwide poll, and millions of people have voted, and they gave people 16 priorities, and you were supposed to list them as to what governments in the UN should focus on first. And as this poll is being conducted, it's pretty amazing to see what's happening. Climate change, action on climate change, comes dead last. Okay, things like education and clean drinking water and good sources of electricity. I mean, those things all are coming much higher on the list. And, of course, that makes sense because, I mean, if you look at a country like Nigeria, for example, they rate climate change not just last, but very far last.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah, because they don't have the basics of life. But if you look at countries like Denmark, I believe they put climate change as the third or fourth. Interestingly, the United States puts climate change as number 10. So even in the U.S., the people are not agreeing with the U.N. and Al Gore when they tell us that it's the greatest threat to the planet and the greatest threat to people.
Well, the unfortunate thing about this, Tom, is because of the hyperbole and amazingly coming out of science where, you know, the thing that I appreciated when I went to school about science is that everything had to be referenced. You had to, you know, show your research. You had to prove your point. And if you were going to operate in the theory, theoretical, then you stated it as such. But it's unfortunate that science has reduced itself to this low of level because it compromises its credibility. Does it not?
Yeah, that's exactly true. I mean, good scientists know that everything is up for debate. Okay, I mean, for when they first proposed that the plates move, the plate tectonics, I mean, that scientist was disgraced in the field, and it was only after he died that they realized he was right. You know, so I mean, science always changes. Today's supposed truths are tomorrow's wrongs, you know, and that's the way we should progress, because if we stop questioning, that's when science comes to a grinding halt. Okay, and indeed, you know, you see throughout history that when we stopped exploring and expanding our minds, that's when societies go backwards. So scientists should be speaking out more and saying, you know, oh, come on, this is our opinion. It'll change based on new information, new data. And, you know, a lot of the data, for example, very, very simple, basic data does not show what we're, you know, that we're experiencing anything unusual. You know, the maximum temperature in California, for example, was July 10th, 1913. And if you look at the official government records for states, what you find is that all across the board, these maximum temperatures were set almost always a long, long time ago. In fact, in the 21st century, only two states have had their maximum temperature records set. You know, all the other maximum records. In fact, back in the 30s, I think it was 1936, there was something like 15 maximum temperature state records set. And you can look at this database, and I'll send it to you. It's really interesting.
Yes,
it talks about max temperature, min temperature, most snow, most wind, all that sort of thing. And what you find is there's very few records being set right now. As far as I know, and the last time I checked the database a few days ago, the only record in 2018 was the largest hailstone ever in Alabama. It's interesting. It was more than 5 inches in diameter. So, yeah, I mean, if climate change is going to kill anybody, I guess that hailstone could kill someone.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, as well, is that if it's man-caused, and considering how many more people occupy the planet versus then to now, you would think there would be a greater impact, would you not?
Well, yeah. Anything that's going to change, you know, with respect to hurricanes, and, you know, we haven't had a hurricane make landfall in 2018. You know, tornadoes are down. You know, the maximum temperatures are down. I mean, it really doesn't make sense to say that we're having all these weather extremes when, even though now we have a lot more observations, we're not seeing, you know, these kinds of things. And, and of course, the infrastructure around the world in the last century has increased 13-fold. So where on the coast of Florida there might have been one hotel 100 years ago, there's now 13. So when hurricanes do hit, they do cause a lot more damage, even though we do harden our infrastructure. And the other thing, of course, Bill, is that if you had a tornado hit in the middle of Oklahoma 300 years ago, who would know?
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah, whereas now everyone's out with cell phones. So, you know, there's a lot of observational bias there, where there's just a lot more people to observe what is actually happening. But even still, even with that observational bias, the records still show that today's climate is not unusual, nothing unusual going on. And all of the climate scare essentially is based on computer model forecasts of the future, which the scientists themselves admit are not actually modeling climate very well today.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, how about that Cro-Magnon Marty Drywood? Thank you, Marty, for silky smooth sound. Make me sound like Peggy Lee. This is AFBN, talking to you from the Delta to the DMZ. AFBN, better than AFBD, which means you have to get a quick shot. We're moving on right now.
Of course, Robin Williams in the iconic Good Morning Vietnam. This is our tribute to Adrian Cronauer. Had the honor to talk with Adrian Cronauer here 4 years ago. And in case you missed the news, the original Good Morning Vietnam DJ, Adrian Cronauer, passed away at the age of 79. And, you know, there is so much about Adrian's life that ran parallel to mine. And maybe that's why we connected so much. And we're going to remember our conversation with him in just a moment. But also, just to give you a little bit of background, you know, that Adrian, as we know, served as the inspiration for Robin Williams' breakout character in the 1987 film Good Morning Vietnam, and he died in Virginia at the age of 79 at a convalescent hospital. Like his character, he was a radio, they say, presenter. He was a DJ in Saigon. Started out as a news, he went there to be the news director. And as things happen in the military, people move on in their careers. And so the regular morning guy, it was time for him to go on. And so they said, hey, you're the guy. And Cronauer, with this big voice, took over the morning radio show and was inspired from, you know, things that he experienced as a kid growing up in Pittsburgh, his love for radio. And, of course, prior to that, he was in the Greek islands. And so it was there that he kind of started the Good Morning Iraqi. Is what he would say. Good morning, Iraklion. And, you know, and so that transferred when he started doing his show with the Armed Forces Radio Network in Vietnam. Then it started out Good Morning, Vietnam. And as he went, you know, on, it got more and more exaggerated, as people in the radio business have a way of doing. So here's the start of our conversation that took place 4 years ago with Adrian Cronauer.
As I mentioned, I was looking forward to this because I don't know if my producer told you or not, but when I was in the Marine Corps for 2 years, I actually was originally going in the Army because they said, hey, we're going to put you in Armed Forces Radio, Television. You're going to go overseas and do a stint there. And then somehow I ended up in the Marine Corps along the way because somehow the Army didn't understand. One person knew about it, but somebody couldn't connect me, and I ended up doing a Good Morning campaign. Pendleton while I was in the Marine Corps, and I used to say, I did my version of Good Morning Camp Pendleton, just not as good as Robin Williams, you know?
Well, I think anybody who's been in the military, and since you were in the military, you would agree with this, Bill. If I did half the stuff that Robin did in that film, I'd still be in Leavenworth instead of Southwest Virginia. There's a lot of Hollywood exaggeration and even outright imagination in there. But it was never intended to be a point-by-point accurate biography. It was intended to be a piece of entertainment, and it surely was that. He was nominated for an Academy Award.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you wrote the book, Good Morning, Vietnam.
No, there was no book.
There was no book. Okay, I thought there was a book.
Give you a little bit of the chronology here.
Okay.
In 1979... MASH was number one in the ratings. WKRP in Cincinnati was very popular. And I figured if you put them together, you had Armed Forces Radio. So I did a treatment for a TV sitcom I called Good Morning Vietnam. Mm-hmm. But in 1979, I guess it was still a little too close in time, nobody believed you could do a comedy about Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And they'd say things like, oh, that's war, and there's nothing funny about war. And I'd say, well, have you ever heard of McHale's Navy, of Hogan's Heroes? What about MASH?
Yes.
Well, that
exactly.
was World War II in Korea. This is Vietnam. And your point is, well, Vietnam's war. You can't do a comedy about war. Did you ever hear of McHale's Navy, Hogan's Heroes, and MASH? So a couple of years later, still thinking in terms of TV, I redid it as an idea for a movie of the week. This time a friend's agent got it into Robin's hands, and he read it and said, oh, disc jockey, chance to do all my comic stick. Let's do it, only let's do it as a real movie.
Mm.
He and his manager bought an option on it, and then every year they would renew the option. And in 1977, they called me, or 1987, I guess, they called me up and said, well, we've decided to go into production, but we're going to throw away the original and start all over again. So I went out to Hollywood and spent a week there telling them everything I could remember happening in Vietnam, and they'd say things like, oh, that's a great incident. We'll have to use that in the movie. Mm-hmm. Of course, we'll have to change it totally. And it went through five different versions, and then Robin got a hold of it, and he went through his versions of it. And what they'd do, essentially, was sit him down in front of a mock-up of a radio studio and say, okay, kid, go.
Do radio, huh?
Yeah, and he would go for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then they'd stop the cameras and develop the film and pull out the really good stuff and use it. Mm-hmm. But he was always on, and that made him a bit of a hard person to get to know, but it also made him a highly inventive and creative comic.
And that was the thing you mentioned about Robin Williams and all that. And you had a chance to see him do Mork and Mindy. And he was so manic. This day would tell the cast, and say, look at, you know, Pam Dauber, that this is what the episode's going to be about. Just, you know, kind of follow. And a lot of Mork and Mindy was improvisational. And it was a reaction to Robin Williams and the character that he played. It was quite hysterical. And even when they would change the tape, you know, because they'd have to take a break, they'd run out of tape. Robin Williams kept on going. He would just keep it, and that was the way it was. So it was no wonder that Good Morning Vietnam, although there were some things, you know, like the bombing, you know, that happened at Jimmy Woo's restaurant, you know, even the English classes. Cronauer did himself teach English, but certainly didn't get into, you know, some of the edgy stuff that only Robin Williams can do. Our conversation continued here with Adrian, like I said, 4 years ago. And we did talk about the Armed Forces, AFRN, Armed Forces Radio Network. And here's what else he had to say.
I think that the military, if you're going to be in the military, one of the best places to be is at Armed Forces Radio, because you have to be a bit of a showman. You have to be able to sit in front of a microphone and think that everybody out there is hanging on your every word. Mm. So it takes a little bit of ego to do. But also, because you are a bit of a, oh, I won't say a star, but you are a personality, let's say.
Mm.
And people treat you that way, even on a military installation.
Mm. So you had a following when you'd go around, you know, hey, there's Adrian, there's Good Morning Vietnam.
Sure. Now, actually, that had started when I was in Greece at the on the island of Crete at Heraklion Air Station.
Mm-hmm.
And it started off as a calm, matter-of-fact, good morning, Heraklion, but as the program developed and got wilder and wilder, the good morning, Heraklion, got milder and wilder. Now, when I went to Vietnam, my first job was as news director, and it was only after a while, after several months, that the fellow who was doing the morning show left, and they decided I was going to replace him. So Good Morning Heraklion became Good Morning Vietnam, and that's how it happened. But the fellow who left, took over the show when I left, an Army specialist by the name of Kramer Hawes. He kept the same sign on and the same format, and it became a tradition with every subsequent morning man that we had in Vietnam until we left there.
Well, Adrian would joke that Vietnam DJ would end up etched on his tombstone, but he used his earnings from the film to attend law school, going on to open a communications practice, even work at publishing a textbook. Politically, far from the anti-left or anti-establishment type, he described himself as a lifelong card-carrying Republican. And in 92, he was featured in a TV advertisement for George H.W. Bush attacking Democratic opponent Bill Clinton on the draft. As I said, Adrian remained a prominent part of the broadcasting and veteran communications throughout his life, and from 2001 to 2009 served as a confidential advisor to the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. He would receive later the Secretary of Defense Medal for exceptional public service and remained as a prominent member of the community supporting theater, broadcast, and veterans groups. He lived his last years in Troutville, Virginia. His wife, Jean, died in 2016. Family members confirmed he had died at the age of 79 on July the 18th. In a nursing home. The veteran is survived by a stepson, daughter-in-law, four grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. Of course, I am grateful for this summary of this report and this obituary. I want to thank BBC News for the information that was passed along. Adrian Kronauer, as you can understand, how we were so connected, because so much of his background, I mean, it's like we ran parallel lives. He was in Vietnam, I was stateside. Being involved in a college campus radio station, I was involved in a college campus radio. Did not become a lawyer, thought about it, but quite interesting, you know, some of the comparisons. Good morning, Vietnam will live forever. Thank you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any